Imagine how kind the world could be if each of us spent a small part of our day actively listening to someone else. In each episode of Active Listening, students from the University of St. Francis share conversation with older adults and discuss life lessons. The project's goal is simple: to bring people together through the kindness of listening. Now we'll hear from Wes. He was interviewed by Jennifer Schenkel. During their conversation, Wes shares memories about working, old department store bargains, and being Santa Claus.
So when you were a kid, how old were you when you started working?
I was about 10 years old. I worked at a drive-in out in Phoenix, Arizona. The name of the drive-in was Big Sky Drive-In, which is not there no more. Mm-hmm. I went there to visit Arizona, and they tore the drive-in down, and they got a Kmart sitting there now. But my main job was on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings going out there and picking the garbage up out of the lot, you know, that
okay.
people left the night before. And then I worked all my life, so when I got down there, I'd go out and cut people's grass. And this was all when I was like 10 years old and up. My mom and dad, they taught us a lot of things that which I thought would never really amount to anything, but yet. So I passed it off on to my kids, and that's what they've done, you know. They're living that to today, and they're doing pretty good for themselves.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you have any hobbies?
I like working on the plant, you know, TVs and computers
okay.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I try to watch myself on getting too much of the stuff, because I can wind up filling my apartment up with computers and VCRs and stuff that I did
yeah.
to work on. And I used to work on TVs, and I used to have TVs sitting up on top of TVs. And I like looking at videos and that of Fort Wayne or anything that's old, you know, that
yeah.
the way Fort Wayne used to be, you know, long before they tore everything out of downtown and redone it, you know, like Murphy's.
Yeah.
I used to go to Murphy's, you know. I don't know if you're not old enough to remember Murphy's.
No, I enjoy Fort Wayne history. I've been learning as much as I can about it, but I've not seen anything about Murphy's. Is that wasn't a department store, was
yes, it?
Yes,
it was.
It was,
a big
okay.
one. Oh, yeah. And they had everything. They used to have a big old display case in the front lobby there, and they had roasted cashews.
Ooh.
They had them in the big aluminum bags, you know.
Yeah.
They had them wrapped up. They had money wrapped up in them. I don't know who thought of this, but you'd never know how much money was inside of them. And sometimes it might be like a $20 bill inside of them.
Yeah.
They were selling them dirt cheap. I'd buy them. I'd always make a profit, big profit. So, you know, somebody didn't think this out, you know.
Or you're the luckiest guy in there.
I doubt that. I doubt that. They had a back room there where restaurants,
mm-hmm.
and they had like a soda fountain. And they offered banana splits. The bananas they'd have in a tray, and they'd have a piece of paper, and it'd be taped around. You pick the banana, and whatever the price is underneath that label, that's the price you pay for the banana split. 000.
I don't know, Wes. I think you might just be a very lucky man.
No, I doubt that. I really doubt that. But
oh, that
I think Murphy's
like
just pulling to put themselves out of business.
Right. Well, maybe.
I like that store.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see that some shops are finally coming back into downtown, just not in the ways we expected.
Yeah, see, some of the stuff that they had at Murphy's, a lot
yeah.
of stores here in town still use, like their donut machine. That they used to make their own donuts there at Murphy's.
Ooh.
And there's a restaurant, I think it's not Tiny Tim's, the ones that just moved recently, so they built that new building that was over there in Harrison and...
The little...
Wayne Street,
Street
there. Or, yeah,
yeah,
Berry Street there. You know,
yeah.
on Wayne Street there. Yeah.
Yeah, the little freestanding...
They got Murphy's old donut machine.
Oh, neat.
That I also done the Bozo's show.
Did what?
I also done the Bozo's show at Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
I got video of that. I doubt you guys have time for that.
Well, not only. We can't show video on the radio,
yeah,
so
know.
It won't help me.
I know. But I love doing that. I love doing live TV. And that,
yeah.
We've done it live, you know.
Yeah.
And
you seem to me like you're a natural-born entertainer.
Yeah. Well, the guy that played Bozo, he asked me if I was willing to do other plays with them, you know, because they wanted to, they were writing up a script that the, where Santa's going to the zoo, you know.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I'd be willing to do that. I go, yeah. But not very much longer, they were, you know, off the air.
Oh, yeah.
So I worked with a guy named Dave Harmeyer over Frankie Plating.
Okay.
Yeah, he worked in waste treatment. I was in maintenance. And I told him that I'd be going over to McDonald's doing Santa here in Wayndale. Mm-hmm. And his family and that lived there in Wayndale. So he goes, would you do me a favor when you're there? I go, what's that? He goes, would you talk to my boy Matt and tell him that you've been keeping an eye on him and some of the bad things he's been doing? I go, sure, I love doing that kind of stuff.
Right, because so, they're shocked because Santa's been watching and they know everything. Mm-hmm.
So Dave Harmeyer and his wife was there, you know, and Matt comes up and goes, oh, Matt, yeah, I know who you are. My elves have been keeping an eye out on you. I said, you lost a remote control car because he took his remote control car and kept banging it up against the wall, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing. So they took his remote control car. I said, you taking that remote control car and kept piling up against the wall, and they took your dad took it away from you, and you didn't get it back. His eyes started getting big, like, how did I know that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they told me that his boy was caught taking money out of his teacher's purse at school.
Oh, no.
And I says, yeah, you know, my elf also seen you taking money out of your teacher's purse at school. He goes, Mom, get me out of here. I want to get out of here now. This guy is scaring me.
Oh, dear.
And Dave Harmar's wife goes, I gotta go to the bathroom. She went in there. I know she was cracking up.
Oh, I'll bet.
And I just kept going on and on with him, you know. And
what you just heard is part of the Active Listening series, put together as a collaboration between the University of St. Francis and WBOI. Additional conversations can be found online at WBOI.org or wherever WBOI podcasts are found. Faculty advisors for Active Listening are Miles Fulwider, Jane Martin, and Kristen Miller. This program was also made possible thanks to the support of Trina Bodeker from the USF Office for Service and Social Action. Our interviewers are Laura Jansen, Georgia Lieb, Caleb Meyer, Sean Rollins, Jennifer Schinkel, Sage Souter, Miranda Tyler, Kendra Seifring, and Do Thong. USF Meta students are Nicholas Cardoso, Vaughn Gallagher, Joey Lamping, Ashley Price, Renee Robinson, Tyler Ross, and Jennifer Schinkel. Active Listening's creative director is Larissa Whitaker. Our music is by Noah Campodonico. Our WBOI intern is Brittany Smith. Thank you for listening.